welcome to Sacred and Sensitive, a podcast that is about stuff sometimes. Today, the stuff that it's about is our good friend Teenage Dan Club's picks. Unfortunately, due to some health and personal issues, Mark is unable to do this episode. However, I was very excited about his picks, and he was really excited about his picks. So he did send me some notes. We are going to go ahead and roll through this anyway. Or the role of Teenage Dan Club will be played by the Vocaloid Chris today. However, it is not the most legible sounding of my Vocaloids. So I will be posting notes with his notes in the description as well. That said, our first song is Homemade Jam by Salamanda. Here we go! All right. This track is vibey as hell. Mark, tell me what your what's your take? This one skyrocket, if you took my time to leave followed them for a year or so. Awesome dude. From Korea, song is just about making a gem by yourself at home. One of the best things you can do in life. It might all be the only one. It up the talking about a song or egg. Chip of root jam I so up so jam I do approve of jam making fun. No, you're totally right. Like, even if it is about actual jam, like, that is also, like, a deeply cool and meditative thing to do on your own ski. That said, I feel like this is a very, like, us song. Like, yes, we're just gonna make stuff. And we're gonna make stuff, and we're just gonna put it out. And who gives a shit? Nobody. That's who. Love it. Excellent take. The next song is Little Things by The Motifs. So this song is fully beautiful. Like, it's one of those things where every time I hear music like this, my heart goes, oh, it sounds like Camera Obscura. But, like, that, I think that means that I just sort of have limited frame of reference. But the song reminds me of, like, Camera Obscura and that one star song I really like. I'll let you all guess which one. Ha! So, Mark, tell me why'd you pick this one? This man was one of my favorite in Obscura. Then wormhole finds there. It's a penny. Make I believe it was mostly a home project of one person from Austria. Yeah, in the 2000s, they have a lot of demos and collected or they relatively reissue on CD. With a week of 2023 left, so I got to pick it as a 2023 track. I opened the CD from Australia to it, checked you. I almost spent the mass money ordering over CD. Ours of them, the reissue is cheap through the camp, even within international shipping. Mark, I suspect you and I have very different definitions of what we consider cheap, because in no way do I believe you that international shipping from Australia was affordable, because it isn't. I know it isn't. Previous guest Nick Ibis ended up spending like $50 on a $20 CD, so like there's no way. So I do have my doubts for you, but you know, I'm willing to suspend my disbelief because we're friends and I appreciate you. The next song is Hotline TNT, Spot Me 100. I don't have a lot to say about Hotline TNT that I haven't already covered in previous episodes, other than maybe we all just, like, needed shoegaze this year. Because I feel like we all sort of vibed on this album in a way that we wouldn't have previously. Are we all just sad? Mark, give me your take. So I'll get better on the new album, but I really want to stand. This track took over my life for a week. I can't get over the transitions. Nothing turning the song into break core. Finally, something that Teenage Stan Club was a stan of. Ha! Our next song is Wonder by En Attendant Anna. Okay, so when I first saw the length on the song, because it is almost 6 minutes long, I really assumed that the song was going to be another victim of Althea thinks every song is too long. However, when I was listening to it, at one point my brain sort of fell out and I just sort of ascended. It feels so good and so vibey. I felt like that fucking gif from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Mark, tell me your thoughts.
Start something dim and a big so bad contractual. I lost a man of the batteries. This is the third LP I made. Wait, that one too, should I write that I get that limited pitch by now? It calls I have in this, but it's a treasure I'm all.
You should absolutely brag about having the limited peach vinyl, because frankly, that's probably pretty cool. I'm not gonna look it up, because looking stuff up is for nerds. However, I am forever envious of all of you vinyl record collectors, because you guys all get such pretty editions of things, whereas us cassette kids just get paid dust. In other news, your next song and your last one is Fallout by Yola Tango. Okay, so I will fully admit that sometime between when Mark sent this to me, like a month ago, and today, I just now recently discovered that this band's name is not Yola Tango, like the dance. It's Yola Tango, like with an E. I feel deeply very embarrassed about that. Mark, tell me about why you picked it.
So yeah, remember that night in the man who never broke up has done a ton of albums and never really got shit to you or anything. Yeah, I knew to it. You don't know this, so usually it's at least three listens in a row. Whatever the feedback knows that you sound is right. I also just love that I can become the best player, just miss vocals. In the song, it's also a happy on four track type project called Out My Play with YT forever now.
Mark, thank you so much for being on my show. I appreciate you and I wish you all of the love and healing and whatever that you could possibly want. And to everybody who listened to this series, this is officially the last episode. Thank you all so much. I forgot to ask Mark if he wanted to promote anything, so we're just gonna promote Mark's a cool guy. Yeah. My theme song's by Baby Tyler. Thank you all. Go chase your dreams.